want to ask you a question that's none of my business," the young lensman went on almost immediately in a voice strangely altered. "Just how long ago was it that you started losing fifth-year men just before graduation? I mean, that boys sent to Aresia had to be measured for their lenses supposedly never got there. Or at least, they never came back and no lenses were ever received for them."
"About 10 years. 12, I think, to be exact."
"Hey," Haynes broke off in the middle of the word, and his eyes bored into those of the younger man.
"What makes you think there were any such?"
"Deduction, again, but this time I know I'm right. At least one every year, usually two or three."
"Right. But there have always been space accidents, or they were caught by the pirates.
You think, then, that..."
"I don't think. I know," Kinnison declared. "They got to Aresia, and they died there. All I can say is thank God for the Aresians. We can still trust our lenses. They're seen to that."
"But why didn't they tell us?" Haynes asked, perplexed.
"They wouldn't. That isn't their way," Kinnison stated, flatly and with conviction.
"They have given us an instrumentality, the lens, by virtue of which we should be able to do the job, and they are seeing to it that their instrumentality remains untarnished. We've got to learn how to handle it, though, ourselves. We've got to fight our own battles and bury our own dead. Now that we've smeared up the enemy's military organization in this galaxy by wiping out Helmuth and his headquarters, the drug syndicate seems to be my best chance of getting a line on the real Boscone. While you're mopping up and keeping them from establishing another war base here, I think I'd better be getting at it, don't you?"
"Probably so. You know your own oysters best. Mind if I ask where you're going to start in?"
Haynes looked at Kinnison quizzically as he spoke.
"Have you deduced that, too?"
The gray lensman returned the look in kind.
"No, deduction couldn't take me quite that far," he replied in the same tone. "You're going to tell me when you get around to it."
"Me? Where do I come in?" the port admiral feigned surprise. "As follows. Helmuth probably had nothing to do with the dope running, so its organization must still be intact. If so, they would take over as much of the other branch as they could get hold of and hit us harder than ever. I haven't heard of any unusual activity around here, so it must be somewhere else. Wherever it is, you would know about it, since you're a member of the Galactic Council. And Counselor Ellington, in charge of narcotics, would hardly take any very important step without conferring with you. How near right am I?"
"On the center of the beam, all the way. Your deducer is blasting at maximum," Haynes said in admiration. "Radelect is the worst. They're hitting it mighty hard. We sent in a full unit over there last week. Shall we recall them, or do you want to work independently?"